This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Generic drugs with less than three manufacturers are more susceptible to anti-competitive price hikes. Oakland abandoned Plains Clothes units of police because it found that uniforms identifying officers as police helped them stay in line better. Those on the Forbes 400 list are the richest Americans, all billionaires, not counting the 100 or so billionaires who didn't make the list, have wealth greater than the bottom 61% of Americans. The base sticker price for private nonprofit colleges averaged $33,480 this year, according to the College Board. Marine Le Pen of the National Front in France, a right-wing party contending for power, is one of six people associated with the party who the European Parliament has demanded return 1 million euros for unauthorized expenses. Taxpayers with student loans in default may find that they are unable to get a tax refund, and finding the refund is being applied to their debt instead. Environmental groups and a Tucson congressman have sued over the border wall, demanding an environmental impact statement be produced. Under the latest news of Trump's plan on immigrant detainees, he wants to curtail protections for immigrants held for deportation in order to convince local sheriffs to hold more prisoners. The Trump Organization said that it had rejected a proposed Dallas hotel project with a real estate firm that had attracted scrutiny because of its vast foreign ties to Russia, Kazakhstan, and at least a dozen other countries. 60% of women having abortions have already been pregnant and had children, making the women's right to know laws seem redundant. By a narrow vote, Turkey's president has won expanded powers. All executives at the messaging software company Slack, including the CEO, are expected to field 6,000 customer support and 2,800 Twitter messages that come in each week. Banksy, the famous Bristol-born graffiti artist, has opened the walled-off hotel in Bethlehem on the West Bank, across from the 26-foot wall security tower, which is booked solid through June in order to showcase what he calls the world's largest open space prison. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the KABF, www.kabf.org.